This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com. Find the coolest tees, mugs, and more inspired by Elon Musk's universe. Celebrate your love for SpaceX, Tesla, and beyond. And gear up with StarshipShirts.com, where every purchase is a launch pad for adventure. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Elon Musk Podcast, your space for everything related to SpaceX, Tesla, and the ambitious journey of one of the world's most influential visionaries, Elon Musk. And in this episode, we delve deep into the unprecedented EX-2 mission, a voyage that has made history in multiple ways. From carrying the first Saudi Arabian woman into space to being commanded by Peggy Whitston, this mission encapsulates the dynamic shift in space travel. We will unravel the details of this exciting mission and explore how SpaceX, in partnership with Axiom Space, is democratizing access to space and pioneering the future of commercial spaceflight. From the splendor of sunrise aboard the International Space Station to the surreal experience of weightlessness, the four astronauts aboard SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft had a rare privilege most of us can only dream of. This captivating space voyage concluded as the SpaceX capsule, carrying three civilian passengers and a former NASA astronaut, made a fiery re-entry and then a splashdown into the waters off Panama City, Florida at 11:04 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Their mission, named Axiom Mission 2, AX-2, began its celestial journey on May 21st, launching from the Florida's Space Coast. And the mission was a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, a Houston-based private spaceflight company, and SpaceX, pioneers of reusable rockets and commercial space travel. Significantly, AX-2 marked another stride toward commercializing low-Earth orbit space travel, a trend that is increasingly being dominated by private companies replacing traditional government-run space programs. And this journey into space also marked a historical landmark, as it featured the first woman from Saudi Arabia, stem cell researcher Rayana Barnawi, to travel to space. This trailblazing mission provided an opportunity for Barnawi to conduct her unique research in the microgravity environment aboard the International Space Station. And the lack of gravity on the space station offers unique conditions that allow researchers to gain more profound insights into their studies, as was the case with this stem cell research. And at the helm of this space-bound expedition was none other than the decorated former NASA astronaut Peggy Whitston. At 64 years young, Whitston, now an employee of Axiom Space, carried the honor of becoming the first woman to command a private space flight. Whitston, a seasoned space traveler, was excited about her return to space. However, exhilaration was seemingly magnified by the opportunity to welcome three new astronauts on this historic mission. In addition to Barnawi, Whitston was accompanied by two other private individuals: John Schaffner, an American telecom entrepreneur and founder of the hardware company Duraline Corp, brought his business acumen to the celestial journey. Saudi Arabia sponsored the journey of two of its citizens, Barnawi and Ali Al-Qarni, a fighter pilot in the Royal Saudi Air Force. And their participation signifies an increase in international and commercial interest in space travel and research. Now, the Axiom AX-2 mission was part of a broader push to increase private sector participation in spaceflight, particularly in the realm of low Earth orbit, where the International Space Station resides. And as these commercial missions become more routine, the doors of opportunity are flung open to a new generation of astronauts, researchers, and dreamers, all looking up to the stars with aspiration. And in the unique environment aboard the International Space Station, the AX-2 crew conducted more than 20 investigations and science projects, diving deep into stem cell and biomedical research. The collaboration between the AX-2 crew, NASA, Russians, Roscosmos Space Agency, and the UAE Space Agency provided a platform for international cooperation in the name of science and discovery. Peggy Whitston, who has previously flown aboard the Russian Soyuz spacecraft and NASA space shuttle, marked her first return to space since 2017. Akin to revisiting an old friend, Whitston relished the challenges posed by learning the nuances of the Crew Dragon spacecraft. And despite her extensive experience, Whitston noted that this mission was obviously different due to the need to operate SpaceX's Crew Dragon, a vehicle that only started flying astronauts in 2020. Whitson's passion for space exploration is palpable, as she holds the record for the most cumulative days logged in space by a U.S. astronaut, ranking 8th on the all-time list. Her dedication to space exploration has not only inspired a generation of aspiring astronauts, but also stands as a testament to the vast leaps in technology and commercial space travel that have occurred over the years. And in contrast, the Saudi duo, is relatively new to the realm of space travel. They're the second and third Saudi nationals to journey to space, following Prince Sultan bin Salman, who spent a week aboard a NASA space shuttle mission back in 1985. And their journey to the stars, however, is much more than just a personal endeavor. It's a symbolic effort of Saudi Arabia's aspirations in space travel and scientific exploration, in spite of the nation's tense human rights record. Now, in a pre-mission news conference, they expressed the belief that participation in spaceflight is a great opportunity that could inspire the Arab region. They stressed the importance of international collaboration in the pursuit of progress and innovation, carrying a big message of unity and cooperation for the betterment of humanity. And the AX2 mission is part of a broader trend of individuals, wealthy or otherwise, paying their way to space. Companies such as Space Adventures have previously brokered several such missions, offering wealthy thrill seekers rides on Russia's Soyuz spacecraft. However, the AX2 mission, managed by Axiom and launched on SpaceX's Falcon rocket, signals a shift in this business model, moving the industry closer to the United States. This trend began with the AX1 mission in April of 2022, which marked the first time private citizens traveled to the ISS from U.S. soil. Now, Axiom's long-term goal is to make these missions routine, and in doing so, democratize access to space. As Derek Hassman, Chief of Mission Integration and Operations at Axiom Space, noted in a pre-launch news conference, the company is looking to expand its clientele, welcoming more government-sponsored astronauts aboard future missions. And in the post-ISS era, anticipated by NASA to begin in the late 2030s, companies like Axiom are aiming to pioneer the development of privately owned space stations. This vision is strongly supported by NASA as it seeks to focus its efforts and resources on deep space exploration while boosting private sector participation in low Earth orbit. Now, in essence, AX2 mission represents more than just a private space flight. It symbolizes the start of a new era in space travel, one defined by increasing private sector involvement, international participation, and scientific advancement. And the journey of the four AX2 astronauts serves as a beacon of inspiration for the dreamers gazing at the night sky, whispering a promise of the possibilities that lie within our reach. For as Whiston, Bernawi, Schaffner, and Al-Qarni have shown us, the cosmos is no longer a frontier solely for government space agencies, but a realm of endless possibility and potential for us all. And with this privately funded mission safely returned to Earth, Axiom Space continues its pioneering efforts to lay the groundwork for constructing and operating the world's first commercial space station, the Axiom Station. The successful completion of AX2 marks a significant step towards this ambitious goal, further establishing the company's foothold in the burgeoning industry of commercial space travel. Now, I want to say thank you for listening to the show today. I appreciate every single one of you, and I would appreciate it if you could take a second and hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now. It would help out the show tremendously. I also want to say thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.